It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
They had a very pleasant good morning, everybody. It's always good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and last night at Lone Depot Park in Miami, the Marlins and the Pirates played game two of their three-game weekend series. Edward Cabrera is looking for his first win in the major leagues.
You know, to be very honest with you, that's a very disappointing night of baseball for the Miami Marlins, who were simply way too sloppy defensively. And there is a razor-thin margin for error in Major League Baseball, and the Marlins made way too many of them tonight, and they didn't commit an error, but it was just simply too sloppy defensively for the Marlins, and it cost them. The Pirates double up the Marlins 6-3 in Game 2. They have won this series. They have now won 5 of 6 in this season series. Game 7 in this season series looms tomorrow afternoon. Sandy Alcantara on the mound at 1:10. In the middle game tonight, Edward Cabrera made his fifth major league start, still in search of his first win. He went opposite of the right-hander Bryce Wilson, who was putting in a bid for his third win of the season with a 4.97 ERA in 2021. The Pirates scored first tonight in the top of the first inning. Ke'Bryan Hayes led off with a double. He advanced to third on a pass ball. He scored on a wild pitch. The Pirates had an early 1-0 lead after one inning tonight. Move along to the bottom of the third inning. Nick Fortes making his major league debut tonight. He singled in his first ever major league at bat. Very, very cool. By the way, Nick Fortes and Peyton Henry, who debuted in back-to-back nights for the Marlins, how about this stat for you? It was the third time in modern history, in the modern era, that catchers, a starting catcher, made his major league debut on consecutive days. The last time it happened was the St. Louis Browns sent Joe Jenkins and Jack Enzenroth behind the plate in 1914. The first time since 1914 two catchers made their debuts in back-to-back nights. So Nick Fortes collected himself a hit in the bottom of the third inning. The Marlins were really scratching and clawing in this ballgame tonight. They did not score until the fifth. Now, Edward Cabrera, it was an okay night, not terrific. His first start in the big leagues has been his best to date. Top of the fourth inning, Pirates had a 1-0 lead. Cole Tucker led off the inning with a triple. Hoy Park lined out the second. The pitcher, Bryce Wilson, reached on a fielder's choice, a play in which Cole Tucker was out at the plate. Following Wilson, Ke'Bryan Hayes doubled. They were on second and third with two outs in the fourth inning for Kevin Newman.
Here's the pitch. And the ball is popped up, shallow right. Jazz goes back. He's called for it. There's going to be a collision. Sanchez and Chisholm bang together, and two runs have scored on the play, and it should have been the third out of the inning.
You know, I mentioned the Pirates win this ballgame 6-3 tonight. That ball's got to be caught. Inexplicably, they ruled it a hit. It's not a hit. Somebody made an error on the play. That's got to get sorted out. And you've got the pass ball and the wild pitch in the first inning. It was 3-0 after 3.5 innings of play. That's the ballgame, folks. That's the ballgame. Pirates get three runs tonight, and they had no business getting three. We should still be playing, in theory. Anyway, 3-0 after 3.5 in this ball game tonight. And the Pirates continued to tack on in the fifth inning. Sean Gunther came on for Miami. He allowed a single, a walk, a fielder's choice. And Hoy Park came to bat and had an opportunity to drive a couple in with two outs in the fifth.
But he's got to get Park to take care of that. And Park hits a drive high into the air, out into left center. And that's going to one hop against the wall. One run is home. Here comes a second run home. The throw is late, and on at third base is Park with a triple and two runs batted in. And it is a 5-0 lead for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
And that would be plenty for the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight, although the Marlins did chip away facing Bryce Wilson. Bottom of the fifth inning, one on, one out. Nick Fortes was already 1-for-1 tonight, looking to make it 2-for-2.
Make adjustments.
First ball hitting. This ball's lifted in the air by Fortes to deep left center. It is up, up and away. A two-run home run in his first big league game. Nick Fortes with Diaz scoring ahead of him. He tours the base paths, and he is having a pretty good day.
No, 5-2 after five innings of play. Fortes at that point, 2-for-2 with a home run, a single, a run scored, and a couple of RBIs. That's one heck of a major league debut for Nick Fortes tonight. We move along to the seventh inning of this ball game this evening. Paul Campbell put together three relatively solid innings of relief for the Miami Marlins, but he got dinged up in the seventh. Cole Tucker, the switch hitting right fielder tonight for the Pittsburgh Pirates, came to bat. He was already at that point 2-for-3 in the ballgame, had an opportunity for more in the seventh.
Here it is, a swing here, and the ball drilled through the right side. He drives in the run. Tucker with his third hit of the game, and he gives the Pittsburgh Pirates a 6-2 lead.
Well, that was pretty much the nail in the coffin for the Marlins tonight. They had an opportunity in the ninth inning. They chipped away a little bit. Chasen Shreve was on in relief of Kyle Keller, the former Marlin, of the ninth inning. An inning in which Rojas led off with a single. Jazz Chisholm reached on a fielder's choice. Rojas was forced out at second base. Brian De La Cruz walked. Jesus Sanchez struck out. There were two aboard and two out in the ninth inning for Lewis Brinson.
And the ball is popped up on the infield behind the pitcher's mound. Let's see who's going to make the call. It is the third baseman, and he can't get it. It drops on the mound behind him. Home to score is Jazz Chisholm. And instead of this game being over, the Marlins have got something going. That makes it a 6-3 game.
Well, the tying man came to bat there in the bottom of the ninth inning, but Chasen Shreve struck out Lewin Diaz. And the Miami Marlins fall to the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-3 in Game 2 of this three-game weekend series tonight. The Pirates have now won 5 of 6 in this season series. They improved to 56-92. The Marlins fall back to 62-86. Bryce Wilson, your winner, now 3-7 this season. Edward Cabrera, the loser. His ERA inflates to 6.20, now 0-2 in the big leagues this season. Multi-hit performers for the Marlins tonight, just Nick Fortes in his Major League debut, had the two-run home run, went 2-for-3 at the plate. Key Brian Hayes had a couple of hits for the Pittsburgh Pirates, so too did Yoshi Tsutsugo and Cole Tucker. 3-for-5 for the Pittsburgh Pirates in this ballgame tonight with an RBI. The Marlins offensively, 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position. They did not have a lot going on the base pass this evening. The Pittsburgh Pirates, 3-for-15. They left 10 men on base again. They squandered a ton of opportunities, but they still found a way to come home with 6 runs in this ballgame. Cabrera goes 4 innings for Miami, 3 runs, 2 earned, 6 hits, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts. Gunther, an inning, he allowed a couple of runs. Paul Campbell, 3 innings of 1-run ball. He walked a couple, struck out 2, and Williams came on and tossed a clean top of the ninth inning. So Bryce Wilson, your winner. De Los Santos, Howard, Keller, and Shreve all pitch for the Pittsburgh Pirates. For the Miami Marlins tonight, they strike out 11. That means $275 will be donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 will be donated to the Drive Pink Initiative. 6-3, the final score for Pittsburgh. 6 runs, 10 hits, and 1 error. For the Marlins, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. We started this ballgame at 6:10 tonight. We ended at 9:40. Total game time, 3 hours and 30 minutes in front of 12,300 at Lone Depot Park.
An unfortunate night, a disappointing night for the Marlins. Simply made too many errors and mistakes defensively. Pass balls, wild pitches. There was a hit in the top of the fourth inning that should not have been ruled a hit. It should have been an error on either Sanchez or Chisholm. Those were 3 runs right there. Let's hear from Don Mattingly afterwards.
Thanks, Jason. Donnie, just starting with a positive, you know, Nick Fortes, first big league hit, first big league home run. Gets Michael Perez trying to steal second. What did you see from him in his big league debut?
Yeah, obviously the plate looked good. You know, basically it seemed like he hit everything hard tonight. I think third at bat was hit pretty good too. I think I didn't get it fine. Obviously, Edouard was a lot to handle early. You know, with some pulled balls on that side of the plate. I thought he looked good.
Is that what you feel like maybe some of those wild pitches and the fastball early kind of stemmed from, just those two trying to get on the same page early in the ballgame?
I don't know about that. They, you know, he's caught him in AAA, so it's not like this is a new experience. You know, when a guy pulls a fastball, it's going to be hard to get to. And the breaking ball on that side, you know, when he gets on that side, it's tough. So I didn't know they called it a fastball or a wild pitch. But, I don't think it was anything other than just tough balls to handle.
Jordan?
Yeah. Hey, Donnie, you were talking about pregame, about how the strikeouts could come eventually with the sequencing, all that. You got seven tonight. Just what did you see from Edward overall, especially limiting damage, especially when he had a lot of traffic on the base paths tonight?
Yeah, a lot of pitches, but did a nice job of getting out of some stuff. He kind of exposed down a little bit with his off-speed stuff. He threw some good breaking balls down there, changeups down there. Got some guys in the swing mode. So he did a nice job of getting out of jams. Really should end up getting out of that with one. I think we're going to see a bumpy road. Sometimes it's going to look good and then other times it's not. And tonight he got the ball down in the areas that he needed to against that club, and got some strikeouts.
Yeah, you mentioned he should have gotten out with one. What did you see on that play between Jazz and Jesus on that pop-up in the fourth?
Yeah, just miscommunication. It looked like Jazz is there. Jesus has got priority, you know, so if he's calling, you know, it's his ball. Sound like he was calling, Jazz was there. Not sure Jazz must have heard it at the very, very last second and just kind of, you know, stayed there. So, just miscommunication as much as anything. To me, it's a ball of Jazz. You know, he's kind of camped, even though it's Jesus's priority. You know, he has the priority over him. It's one of those you gotta know where your infielder is and all that. So, just miscommunication.
Christina, go ahead.
Donnie, you mentioned in his pregame that Edward has like four good pitches. You mentioned, you know, maybe those pitches down the zone against the Pirates today. Was it a matter of, did his stuff look sharp, or was it he was kind of taking advantage of maybe a weakness with the Pirates hitters?
No, I thought his stuff pretty consistent. He seemed to be a little rough around the zone early, but he got some strikeouts. With the ball down, this changeup, like we said, when he's got that good changeup working and the breaking ball working, you do have to gear it up. I mean, he is, you know, he's 96, 97. So you do have to turn, you know, you got to get on it a little bit as a hitter. And those late movement down on the plate is a tough pitch to lay off of. And I think we've seen that today. So I thought his stuff was pretty, like it always is. It's pretty good every time out.
Back to Jess.
Donnie, after that miss catch on the pop-up between Jazz and Jesus, you know, we saw them talking pretty extensively about it in the dugout, and I'm just curious, how much do you leave it up to them, especially being two young players who can use that as a learning opportunity? How much do you leave it up to them to kind of talk that one out? Versus how much do you step in and try and use that moment as a teaching opportunity?
And I think a little bit of both, honestly. You want those guys to work it out and have that conversation of, you know, what they're thinking, right? And so they both understand both sides of it. I still think you use it as a teaching moment because it's not – you know, if you went by the letter of the law or letter, you know, kind of the rule is Jesus has got priority. He calls it. If Jazz hears it, he's got to clear out. Right. And then if you use a little more common sense, Jazz is standing there waiting for it. You don't need to run him off that ball. Right. So it's kind of one of those, again, that's where I get to the communication part. So neither guy is necessarily like in the wrong, other than somebody's got to catch it, right? The ball's got to be caught. That's not the kind of ball that can drop. And that kind of led to that. That whole game was kind of, for me, a lot of mental mistakes. You know, throwing the ball to the wrong base, just little stuff that was just, it felt sloppy, right? And it felt loose. where we're not doing the right things on the field. Because I look up there, I feel like we've made three or four errors, and we hadn't made any, right? And so they're more of the mental side, and those are the ones that you want to be able to correct and not let those happen again.
Marlins manager Don Mattingly after the ball club 6-3 loss last night. Game 3 of this series comes your way this afternoon at 1:10. Sandy Alcantara on the mound for Miami. We're on the air at 12:40 with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.